We have our special guest for today's show on the horn here. We have Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. Say hello, Steve Burness.
Hello, Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau.
Steve, we wanted to talk. We're now right in the middle of the Christmas, the shopping season and all that kind of thing. And one thing we wanted to talk to you about, we wanted to ask your opinion of gift cards. What can you tell us about gift cards?
Well, gift cards are safe. A lot of people use them and buy them. The only trouble is the scam artist is now trying to obtain those from you in some way. So we just did a recent investigation at the Better Business Bureau, and we just released it this week, that shows the complaints about gift cards rose about 50% over last year already, and it's targeting online shoppers. So one thing we want consumers and people to understand is that the scammers will try to ask you to make payment in that form somehow to them. So what I mean, they'll call you up saying they're from either the IRS, that you got to pay back taxes, or you won the lottery and you got to pay something, or you got to pay your utility bill. It's ComEd or NICOR. So anytime anybody asks you to pay with a gift card that you do not know, and businesses normally don't do that at all, and government doesn't do that, that's the tip off to the rip off, as we like to say, Scott.
The tip off to the rip off, folks asking you for payment and gift card. What about? Right now, we have kind of a double whammy when it comes to health insurance and Medicare. We have what we call the under 65 market. People who are not yet 65 years of age are shopping open enrollment for their health insurance plans. And at the same time, our seasoned citizens, folks who are 65 and older, are shopping their Medicare plans. What do we need to look out for there?
Well, it's a perennial problem that happens every year during enrollment. So open enrollment for Medicare or healthcare.gov ends on December 7th. And the scammers have found a way to try to trick you into thinking they can help you. So they will take out ads on Google and other platforms saying, click here, or they might reach out to you directly through a direct mail or some type of text message saying that they can help you, and they're here to assist you. They can navigate the process for you. But what the reports to our scam tracker at the Better Business Bureau are showing is that they're really just trying to steal your identity. So they're asking information that you need to provide to Medicare, but these are not Medicare organizations. They are scammers, and they're asking for your Social Security number and other information about your health in terms of what they can do with it. It's, you know, basically steal your identity in some ways. So, Medicare doesn't reach out to you and tell you they can help you or they're going to help you. If you do have questions, we suggest you go directly to Medicare or healthcare.gov. Website and where the questions are answered. You can talk to them there, but somebody calling you out of blue, they can help you, or they got the trick to get you, you know, faster service or more types of service. That's also the tip off to rip off on this one.
And I can we can share with folks a reputable way for folks to, Medicare open enrollment every year is open from October 15th through December 7th. So this Thursday, the 7th, is going to be when it's last call for Medicare open enrollment. But you really don't want to wait to the last minute. We're already here the first weekend of December, and so this Thursday, the 7th, we're going to have the Medicare open enrollment window closing. If you'd like help with your Medicare, you can go to TuckerMedicare.com at TuckerMedicare.com, fill out a brief form, and our Medicare broker will get back a hold of you and take care of you in time for open enrollment. But really do something with that now at TuckerMedicare.com. Don't wait until, if you wait until the 7th, really by then all the chairs are taken, so to speak, and it's hard to get a spot to get help. I wanted to ask you, Steve, also, what kind of holiday scams do we see this time of year? Here we are, we're in December already, and folks are shopping for Christmas, and there's only now about 22 or so shopping days, something like that, till Christmas. What kind of holiday scams do we see?
Well, we kind of see, since the pandemic, everything has shifted towards online purchases now more than ever. So we're seeing a lot more at the Better Business Bureau's fake websites or counterfeit websites that are created, makes it look like they're a legitimate organization, or you may get a nice email or text message or direct message saying that these great offers, too good to pass up, and then before you know, you give them all this information, and it's not a company, they just want to steal your identity in some way. So it's got the most important thing to do for any type of purchase or service is always do research before you buy, and BBB.org is a safe way to go to find out more about these organizations. But as we're seeing now, there's a lot more companies kind of operating out of China. So they do have those pretty ads and those ridiculously low prices, and you never tend to know what you're going to get in return, whether you do get a product or you get a counterfeit product or an inferior product. So it's best to deal with companies that you know and trust and do the research on them, not only with the Better Business Bureau, but there's a lot of sources out there to check information about them. Do they have a North American presence? Do they have a phone number? Do they have a mailing address and things of that nature? And in one of our studies recently, about 65% of the consumers that filed online complaints with us, 65% didn't intend to buy that product that day. And that speaks volumes because it tells you that they just clicked on that pretty ad or the ad they saw in their post or whatever it may be without doing research on the firm or the organization at first. And that's the most important thing to do, Scott.
Goodness. You know what? I had told you that these are the three things we wanted to talk about. Do you have another topic from your holiday list of goodies that we might want to cover today?
Well, obviously, refunds and exchanges is always a privilege, not a right. So I think as we're in a holiday season right now and people are buying items, is that you have to look at the refunds and exchanges policy of the company, because in Illinois, it's a privilege, not a right. So it's up to the company to set their policy and announce that policy to the consumers. But sometimes, Scott, the people ask those types of questions after the fact when it's too late. They bought the product already, or they try to return it. And we get a slew of complaints always on December 26th when people try to return it. So sometimes people buy things on clearance items, and the big print giveth, the little print taketh away. So what happens is you buy the stuff on clearance, you don't see the little print that it's all sales are final. So then you try to take it back, or the person you gave it to tries to take it back, and they can't get a refund on it. So that's a big problem around the holiday season as well. And then charities get their a lot of their funding in the last 2 months of the year. And obviously there's a lot of legitimate organizations out there that are worthy organizations, but their scammers infiltrate the websites, and they find a way to solicit their charities when they're actually not even a charity and are stealing money from those who are deserving. So we want you to give, but give wisely during the holiday season. And the key to remember with charities is that there are many great charities out there, but they want your money today. They'll want it tomorrow. They'll want it next year. The scammer calls you up, or the telemarketer calls you up and demand payment right away. You got to do it right now without doing any research on the charity. And the Better Business Bureau, does have a website, give.org, that actually rates charities on 20 different charitable accountability standards.
Oh, so like if George Costanza called me up and he said, I have the People Fund money for people, and then if I checked it with the BBB tool, I could figure out that Costanza is just trying to line his own pockets.
It could be that, or it could be that they don't meet enough, the board doesn't meet enough, and there's just so many things you could find out about it, a charity, by contacting us, and anything with George Costanza is probably not a good thing to do.
I should mention, there's a legitimate charity that we like to help, and we participate with every year. It's the United States Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. We are a collection center for Toys for Tots. We had Sergeant Hanley on the show a couple weeks ago. And if you would like to, if you'd like to participate, help us collect toys. We have quite a toy pile there at the front desk, don't we?
We really do. Clients have been extremely generous.
Mm-hmm. And anybody who wants to send toys, you can go. A good way to do this, if you go to Amazon.com and you put in our address, it'll be Toys for Tots, care of Scott Tucker Solutions, Inc., 8725 West Higgins Road, Suite 105, Chicago 60631. And then what we do is we're going to get all the toys to Sergeant Hanley. I think our last day to collect is on December 13th, and then we've got to take them to Fort Sheridan or whatnot on the 14th. So that's a good charity there that we know is legitimate, and it's not somebody asking you for dollars. As we're drawing towards a break here, Steve, you got about 30 more seconds. Anything else that we should know about the Better Business Bureau or just what folks should look out for this Christmas season?
Well, I've been doing this for 36 years. My biggest frustration as the leader of the Better Business Bureau has been consumers calling us after. Mm. Call us first, check our scam tracker report before doing business with a company or a service, whatever it may be. And if you do see a scam, report it to the BBB. So we can warn others and help government, put these companies or scammers out of business. But the good thing is there's a lot of great businesses out there. So, BBB is a great referral agency. So if you need to find a business you can trust, You can go to our website and find, you know, anybody from automobiles to waterproofing, and then between on companies that may be in your area that are BBB accredited, because we want you to look for the BBB seal, which is a sign of a better business.
That's the voice of Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. Again, I want to mention, if you need help with Medicare, you could go to TuckerMedicare.com, and we'll have our Medicare broker reach out to you and get you taken care of. Steve, thanks for being on the program again today, and we'll have you on soon.